Dr. Bowman, I did get in a follow-up office. This is Christian Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, victim Kimberly, K-M-B-E-R-L-Y, date of birth 1/24/2009, date of office 1/22/2013. Please retain a confidence for the chart period. Kimberly is seen here for a follow-up visit. She's now almost 4 years of age. She was last seen in the office on 3/9/2010. Period. According to mom, they've been in under hospice care for one point. She has a history of severe developmental impairment and prosencephaly. Period. She had a VP shunt that was inserted on. On 1/27/2009, with also past history of massive macrocephaly, period. Her last office visit was on 3/9/2010. At which point she seemed comfortable, had increased tone, and there didn't seem to be much change on the prior, on the last imaging compared to prior period. I'd recommended a follow-up MRI. Period. In the office, she presents office today. She's in a wheelchair. She's awake. She has a severe developmental impairment. Her eyes are open. She seems to have some blink response to pain or movement with sound. Period. Her tone is increased in the upper lower extremity. She has massive macrocephaly with her head circumference of 58. Period. Heart is working in rhythm, chest clear, abdomen soft, but not extremities will enjoy no erythema or edema, period. At this point, I discussed the situation with the mom, and she's in agreement at this point, obtaining a follow-up MRI. I doubt there will be any recommendations for any further surgery at this point, period. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to participate in the care of this patient. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us respectfully, Dr. Keith Esklum.